And our phone lines, they are open to you right now. If you've got a question for our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial, the telephone number to get on the air, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. This week, we're going to be talking insurance, but if you have any type of retirement-related questions, we do have our professionals here for you. Just got to keep a pick up phone, give us a call, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. You can learn more about Claus Financial on their website, ClausFinancial.com. That's Claus, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Claus Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Joined this week by C.J. Claus and Eric Schwartz of Claus Financial. Eric, C.J., I'll go to you first. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Sean. How are you?
I'm doing really good. Great to talk to you. Eric, how have you been?
I'm doing pretty well. You can ask me first next time.
I will. I definitely will. I was worried because does Katie may have CJ up first and then bring Eric up after. So I didn't want to cause confusion. But definitely,
no worries.
Definitely stuff. We've got we're talking insurance this week and various insurance coverages and things you need to be aware of. Which is it's going to be a really really good topic and an important topic as well. And we each and every week, of course, we have a lot of fun on this program. But there's also really important conversations had. And if you ever miss part of the show, don't forget you can always listen back to the podcast at ClausFinancial.com. You can also subscribe right online at the website ClausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. And before we get to this week's topic, one of the cool features of the show each and every week is the Claus Quiz Question of the Week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize this week, no exception. Our friends from Claus Financial have provided a $25 gift card to Starbucks. Tell you a little bit later on in the program specifically how you can win. Little tip, though, if you listen closely just about every week, the question and answer come up during the show. And before we start this week's conversation about insurance coverages and some of the things you need to consider when you before and when you're retired, let's actually take a look back at last week's program and get the question and answer to the Claus Quiz Question of the Week, Eric.
Absolutely. So thank you to everybody for listening, as always. And special congratulations to Peter from Wanakee, who was our winner last week. The question was, if you are under the age of 50 this year, what is the maximum that you can contribute to your 401k or 403b? And we had multiple choice. It was either $20,000 or $23,500. And Peter knew the correct answer was $23,500. $500.
Woohoo! And it was a really informative program as we talk about contributions and other things. A really important program last week as well. As I mentioned, you can, of course, subscribe to the podcast right at ClausFinancial.com. Also, while you're there, you can get to know the team. You can learn a little bit more about the separate divisions at Claus Financial. Also, another cool feature on the website, ClausFinancial.com, is the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. You can subscribe right at ClausFinancial.com. So, today we're going to be talking about various insurance coverages that folks should be aware of. Are there specific changes to policies that folks may want to consider before they retire?
Yeah, good question, Sean. So for those who have listened to our show for a while, we do retirement planning. And so this show is just all about answering people's questions as they relate to preparing for and executing on a successful retirement. And certainly as financial advisors, financial planners, retirement planners, whatever terminology you want to use, insurance is a huge part of that. And so there's different kind of pillars that make up your financial life. We often see them in the area of insurance, taxes, estate planning, investments, and maybe banking or lending. And these can, if you get these wrong, these pillars can really destabilize your overall financial life. And so today we're talking about insurance and specifically four key areas of insurance. This would be health insurance, life insurance, long-term care insurance, and property and casualty. Now, you could add a fifth into here called like disability insurance, but we're just not talking about that today. So anybody who's an insurance agent, don't worry. We see you. We know there's more areas of insurance besides these four key areas, but these are some of the big ones that we want to discuss with our listeners today. Now, before we get into these four key areas, I do want to mention, so Claus Financial, we're a fee-based retirement planning firm. We do have some individuals who are insurance licensed on our team, but we do not sell insurance. We maintain those licenses at this point because of, well, number one, some legacy business from generations ago, but number two, so that we can speak with authority to this topic. So it's not me saying, I'm not licensed to talk about this. The beauty is that I actually am licensed to talk about this. Okay, with that kind of disclaimer out of the way. So again, these four key areas, health insurance, life insurance, long-term care insurance, and then P&C, property and casualty. I'm going to begin with health insurance considerations. Number one, when you think about health insurance, since we are retirement planners, for us, the number one category of health slash medical insurance is Medicare. Medicare is a federal health insurance program for individuals 65 and older. You can typically enroll during a 7-month window, starting 3 months before your 65th birthday. You can visit medicare.gov for details, but you don't want to miss that enrollment deadline. So first category of health insurance is Medicare for people 65 and older. Now, if you're under 65, you can consider other options. Check if your employer offers health insurance, if you have a spouse who has employer-sponsored health insurance. If you're no longer employed, but you were recently, you consider if there's consider if they offer something called COBRA, which most large group health insurance plans are required to offer COBRA. COBRA, by the way, this is off the top of my head, by the way, I believe that stands for Consolidated Budget Reconciliation Act. Eric might know. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's this weird acronym for this weird statement that just has to do with the extension of the group coverage paid for out of pocket by you after you leave an employer. Now, that is a limited time frame. I think it's typically 18 to 36 months is the max amount of time that you can get extension of your group plan. Now, some of you are going, but wait, what if I'm under 65, I don't have COBRA, I don't have a spouse's employer plan, and I don't have my own group employer plan? Am I just, you know, SOL? And the answer is no. That's where kind of the Affordable Care Act and the marketplace comes into impact you. And so certainly go to the website to look up Affordable Care Act and look at what offerings might be available to you there. Typically, when you're dealing with the Affordable Care Act or the marketplace, your modified adjusted gross income will have a huge impact on whether or not that is inexpensive or super expensive. And then finally, last kind of area here of health insurance to think about is, again, within the category of Medicare, but it would be Medicare supplements and prescription plans known as Part D plans. So within the traditional world of Medicare, you get Part A, which is hospital insurance, Part B, which is medical insurance. That Part B is typically comes out of your Social Security if you're drawing Social Security, otherwise you have to pay for it separately. But then there remains a gap. And so that's where those Medicare supplement plans can fill that gap. And then you often need a prescription plan as well in case you need any prescriptions as you go kind of further into retirement. So there's kind of three core areas of health insurance to be thinking about.
You know, CJ, when you were talking, mentioned COBRA there, I thought you were going to mention, I think for a lot of folks look into that as an option, they suddenly really appreciate what their
That's
employer
right,
was paying.
That's right, Sean. Yeah, I'm one of the owners here at Colossus Financial, along with Eric, actually, is another one of our owners on the show here today. And so we get the inside scoop on these health insurance premiums. Mm-hmm. And we are proud and happy and just overjoyed that we can offer it. But it's often we just try to like hold it up in front of the entire team to say, hey, just your health insurance alone is darn near $1,000 a month. Like, let's at least acknowledge that as a benefit instead of like, you know, shoving it under the rug.
It's a pretty significant one. And it's important stuff. As we talked this morning with CJ Claus and Eric Schwartz, our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial. Of course, you can learn more online. Their website, ClausFinancial.com. That's Claus, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. And Eric, what about life insurance? Is that something that, you know, if you're retired, do I really need to be thinking about that?
You definitely need to be thinking about it. And before I jump into that, CJ, you were so close. It's the Consolidated Omnibus Budget Reconciliation Act. It rolls right off the tongue. So you got it. You bet. Yeah, Sean, to your question, though, about life insurance, this is something we deal with folks a lot because people generally purchase life insurance earlier in their life. You know, maybe they have young kids or they have a mortgage or something like that. And then it's kind of something that just sits in the background for many years. And then, you come to retirement and you have to start thinking about your expenses. And you look at that life insurance premium and you say, gosh, is this something that I need to keep paying for? And maybe not. So, you know, if your children are financially independent, your mortgage is paid off and your savings can support you and your spouse, your life insurance needs have definitely changed. And in many cases, you know, they've gone down. So what you want to be thinking about is take a look at the policies you have. First of all, figure out what type do you have. Are they term? Are they whole life? Are they, you know, in the case of a term policy, are you just paying for a certain number of years, whole life? Do you have a cash value in there that you could access? Take a look at the death benefits, and then very importantly, make sure you know how much you're paying in premiums. Oftentimes, those are just drawn automatically from your bank account and kind of can slide under the radar. And one other really important point that CJ can speak to as well, double check who the listed beneficiaries are on these policies. Because they are taken out early in life, the people that are important to you may have changed in that time. So we want to make sure that if anything happens to you, your benefits actually go to the person that you, person or people that you intend. So those are the things we want to be thinking about reviewing. And then from there, you obviously have to make the decision, do I retain these life insurance policies? So I want to just go through a few reasons here why you might want to. Okay, so I said earlier, you know, if your mortgage is paid off, if your kids are launched successfully and you know, you have enough savings, you may not need insurance. But the things in retirement people will often keep life insurance around for are things like covering funeral expenses. We talked about this a few weeks ago on the show. We talked about that costing, you know, somewhere between $8,000 and $10,000, if not more. They'll keep coverage around to protect their spouse from financial strain, especially if your death reduces Social Security or pension benefits, so providing some spousal support. People use it to provide inheritance for their children. So, you know, upon your death, there's a death benefit that can go to your kids that really isn't impacted by your retirement spending, especially if you go into like a long-term care facility. And then for estate planning purposes, people will use life insurance to pay estate or income taxes on inherited IRAs or just any taxable portion of your estate that exceeds the current federal exemption. Now, the federal exemption is quite high right now. It's $13.99 million or $27.98 million per couple. So those numbers are pretty high. They're a lot higher than they used to be. So, you know, for a lot of people, life insurance doesn't always come into play in that case. But as you begin making these decisions, just really move cautiously before you make changes to your coverage. Make sure you're talking to a financial professional before you, you know, stop making those premium payments or call up the insurance company and tell them to send you your cash value, because it becomes much more difficult to qualify for new policies as you age, because the insurance company is looking at, you know, your health and how likely you are to live for a long time. So just move slowly in this, but definitely something we want to be addressing as we move in on retirement.
I'm talking this morning with Eric Schwartz and CJ Kloss. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It'll be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. We'll talk a little bit more about insurance. We'll get into things like long-term care and other areas. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Eric Schwartz and CJ Kloss. Of course, their telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number is 608-442-5637. Of course, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Talking insurance this week and the different types of products out there and some of the things to keep in mind when you are working through some of these decisions. And one of those big decisions is long-term care insurance. And CJ, should people be looking into that, or what's kind of the guidance there?
Yeah, possibly. You know, in many of these categories, you do have to be cautious. We did a show a while ago as it related to just different ways the different financial professionals you may engage get compensated. And one of our commentaries at that time was there will always be inherently more potential conflicts of interest if people are selling a product versus a service. Let me repeat that. There's inherently more potential conflicts of interest if people are selling a product instead of a service. Now, that doesn't mean that life insurance is bad or that any form of insurance is bad. It just means that typically the people who are selling it to you are selling that product for a commission versus just giving you, advice for a fee, as an example. So that's one way that we act as a fiduciary on behalf of our clients is we say, hey, I'm not going to sell this to you. I'm not going to get paid on this stuff, but I am going to give you some guidance based on what I see in your kind of global financial picture. This can be one of the huge powers of working with a fiduciary advisor, if they are truly a fiduciary advisor, and that's a big if. But if they are, it can be, here's what I see. You know, Eric was talking about life insurance. It could be, hey, I know you just got married and I know you just had your first child here, but like, you don't have any life insurance. And if something goes wrong, it's going to be a mess. So like, go get some insurance. The beauty is when Eric says that to a couple, he gets paid nothing for that advice, right? It's just his guidance based on his expertise and his experience. So similarly, long-term care insurance would fit this category of like, you need to be educated and understand what this is. So a couple things here, and these are rules of thumb. So please talk to your insurance agent, to your financial advisor as you move towards this topic to see what is right for you. But some rules of thumb would be, number one, consider this in the 5 to 10 year range before retirement or right after retirement. Again, 5 to 10 year range before retirement or right after retirement. Now, there can be some exceptions to that. If you're retiring at 75, you should be looking at this earlier than that. But I'm thinking if you're retiring somewhere between 60 to 65, you might want to be looking at or evaluating long-term care between 50 and 65, if that makes sense. So that's kind of the window of time to evaluate. Secondarily, within the area of long-term care insurance, we often find it is very difficult for you to buy it before you are retired, or at least before you do a comprehensive retirement evaluation with an advisor. And the reason is because, listen, if you're working, it's easy to say, sure, I've got $3,000 a year to put towards long-term care insurance, but that's not going to be the majority of the time that you're paying for it. The majority of the time you're going to be paying for that policy is when you're in retirement on more of a fixed income. So you need to know if you can afford that $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000 a year in an annual premium. So there's another kind of like tip or something to be aware of. Number three would be insure yourself for the gap, not for the entire cost. Now that's just advice. That doesn't mean you have to do it that way, but let me explain what I mean. Often people will come back and say, I talked to a long-term care insurance specialist and they told me it could cost me up to $120,000 a year to be in a memory care facility. And so I got a policy for 10 years up that pays $120,000 a year. And I go, why? Why did you do that? Well, because that's the cost. And I go, yeah, but you have $70,000 a year between pensions and Social Security. You don't need to insure the full 120. You need to insure the gap. So you get the idea. You need to be nuanced and understanding kind of how this operates and what kind of care you need. And by the way, you know, people like to throw insurance agents under the bus saying, well, it's their fault. They oversold me. Not really. They're not financial advisors. Their job is not to know all of those details. Their job is just to tell you about the risk and then try to insure you appropriately. So really, you need to know, or your financial advisor needs to know, and then you need to get into the details. So again, understand what long-term care covers, what it doesn't cover, because different policies can cover different things. Also, know your payment options. So most health and disability insurance policies do not cover long-term care. Medicare provides limited coverage for long-term care, and Medicaid will cover costs of long-term care only after most of your personal assets are depleted. So know your options in that. You can't really say to me, oh, don't worry, I've got disability insurance, that'll cover it. Or don't worry, I've got Medicare, that'll cover it. Or I heard Medicaid will kick in. Listen, these are like half truths. Not even that, they're like quarter truths. You really need to become educated on what options are available to you.
Talking this morning.
Just know that like this is not a concept for Eric or myself. We live this every day, all day. The average age of our client is 67 years old. We are retirement planners. We know both academically and through experience what risk long-term care poses to certain estates. And Eric can attest, probably the number one risk to you and your household of running out of money is living too long with poor health. Now, does that mean you should get long-term care insurance? No, that's not what I'm saying. It means you need to know the number one risk of running out of money, right? And it is living too long with poor health. So you could set money aside, earmarked for long-term care. You could buy a long-term care insurance policy. You could buy a life insurance policy with a long-term care rider. Or you could just say, screw it, if I run out of money and they put me in a Medicaid facility, I don't mind. We don't care how you address it. We just care that you address it. So a lot of things to consider there. But again, talk to your financial advisor and consider what's best for you.
A lot of very important stuff this morning. As always, we talk with CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Probably saying, well, what about things like homeowners insurance, some other areas? Haven't touched on that yet. Oh, we will. We'll do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. And we're talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz. Their website, KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. You can learn more about Kloss Financial. They're separate divisions. You can also listen back to this and previous shows' podcasts. Also, cool feature, that weekly Market Pulse newsletter. You can sign up right online at Kloss Financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Talking insurance this week, and homeowners insurance is something that I think we all, obviously, we've got a home. You're going to probably carry something like that. Also, other property-related coverages. What are some of the considerations folks should be making, Eric, when it comes to homeowners insurance and other type of property-related coverages? Easier said than spelled out.
Yeah, property and casualty insurance is another one of those things, not unlike life insurance, that sort of gets put on the back burner, right? You get it put in place and then it renews every year and you get a letter now and then and you hope you don't have to use it. But in probably, I would say, the last 3 to 4 years, it has come to the surface a lot more because I'm sure listeners will probably have this experience as well. Opening that renewal letter and saying, whose house or whose car are we insuring here? Because it's certainly not mine. Mine isn't worth that much. But insurance, property and casualty insurance premiums have increased quite a bit. In the last, like I said, 3 to 4 years, rates have risen significantly due to inflation and you know, climate-related risks and increased catastrophic weather events. So we want to make sure that we're checking in on this. And I mean, we're talking about this sort of as it relates to retirees, but evaluating your coverage on a regular basis is a great idea. It can save you money in the long run. It is a little bit of legwork, but it is worth it. So make sure that in the case of your home, you are insured for the replacement cost of your property, rather than just what your house would sell for right now. We are more looking for what would it cost to rebuild your home if you had a disaster. Check for something like, check for discounts in general, but retiree discounts are available in some cases. Some insurers offer them, you know, due to lower risk factors at times. So, you know, not only can you get 10% off at Culver's, but you might be able to get a discount on your insurance as well. For retirees specifically, we will sometimes get people saying, well, you know, I don't have a mortgage on my house. I don't really need to have insurance on it. I can self-insure. You can certainly do that. I'm going to strongly encourage people in most cases, I say most cases, not to self-insure. Your home is often one of your largest, if not your largest, assets, and to have some insurance to protect it makes great sense. Now, there are situations where it may not make sense depending on where you live and weather and cost of insurance, but for most folks listening here, I strongly encourage you not to self-insure your home. Moving on to auto insurance, that's another part of property and casualty coverage. This is another place we want to check for discounts, not only for retirees, but you know, for bundling insurance and especially in the case of retirees, with reduced driving, you'll often see lower rates. So this is an area where it makes sense to shop around and try to get a better rate. You can do things like taking a defensive driving course. These are offered by like AARP and AAA, and insurance companies will sometimes give you a break on your premiums for that. If your car is over 10 years old, you may want to evaluate whether it makes sense to have comprehensive coverage on the car anymore. And finally, downsizing to one car could save on insurance and maintenance costs. So we see this with couples as they move further through retirement. They find they're not driving as much or going places as much, they'll go down to one car. The last part I want to talk about as it relates to property and casualty insurance is umbrella insurance. CJ, you may agree with me on this. I would say this is, in many cases, one of the big risks we see that people face because they don't have umbrella insurance and they don't know that they should. Okay, so umbrella insurance is essentially liability coverage. So the name umbrella is, think of an umbrella kind of going over the top of you and stopping water from hitting you. This is sort of putting an umbrella over you from a liability risk standpoint. For the cost of coverage, I know we've been talking a lot about, you know, reducing premiums, and now I'm saying, hey, if you don't have umbrella insurance, you should add that. The fact of the matter is, for the risk of liability that you have and the cost of umbrella coverage, it's a very prudent financial decision to make sure that you're protecting yourself from the risk of liability. So my final thoughts here is, if you're evaluating and adjusting your insurance policies before retirement, that can have a significant impact on your financial security. So work with a professional and make sure that you're making informed choices around these topics.
Really great conversation this week about insurance. Don't forget, miss any part of the program, head on over to klaasfinancial.com. That's Klaas, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Also, while you're there, you get an opportunity to maybe submit a question for our Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. As a matter of fact, Daniel took the time to write in. He says, I'm 60 years old, married, with a household income of over $375,000 per year. As I contribute to my 401k, should I by putting money into a Roth or a traditional 401k? Which option makes the most sense for my situation, given that I plan to work 5 more years? CJ, we'll put this one on you.
Yeah, well, first off, Daniel, thanks for submitting the question. And as Sean said, anybody who's listening can do the same thing on our website or certainly call into the show, and we can submit mm-hmm. questions like this either live on the air or after the show. Number two, Daniel, high income earner. So congratulations there. You and your household are certainly in higher income category, earning $375,000 a year. But your question is a good one. Should I do Roth or traditional? As a reminder to our listeners, traditional 401k contributions are what are called pre-tax or deductible contributions from your income. They come off of the top of your income. Whereas Roth contributions are post-tax contributions that grow tax-free, but they do not reduce your taxable income today. So the answer to your question is pretty intuitive, Daniel. It's because your income is so high, which, you know, looking at 2025 marginal income tax brackets, you would be in the 24% marginal income tax. Under most circumstances, we are going to suggest that you should do pre-tax. There certainly can be exceptions to that. But if you can save today at the 24% marginal bracket, because again, at 375, taxes in the United States are marginal, you're paying 24% on those dollars that could go into the 401k plan. If we can save that 24% today, not only do we get the compound growth over the next 5 years before you retire, but additionally, when you go to pull it out in retirement, even if you needed $150,000 a year to live off of, that's going to be at a lower marginal bracket than the 24%. So you get the idea. Save the 24, get all of the compound tax deferred growth, then pull it out into the future at a lower rate. That's kind of a win-win-win. again, there can be exceptions to this, Daniel, but generally speaking, we would suggest pre-tax. So thank you for submitting the question.
Great question, Daniel. And again, you too can be like Daniel. You can, of course, email it in through clausfinancial.com or give him a call at the office, 608-442-5637. Speaking of that number, don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Claus Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number because it's time now for the Claus Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Claus Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Claus Financial office right here in Madison. And again, that number, 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Starbucks. This week's Claus Quiz Question of the Week is this: true or false? As you plan for retirement, you should review your beneficiaries on your life insurance policies. Is that true or is that false? Telephone number, 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win the $25 gift card to Starbucks. Again, that's Claus Financial's office right here in Madison. That number, 608-442-5637. CJ, Eric, always great chatting with both of you guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
Dr. Greer is next here on 1310 WIBA.